Bon matin.
Oui.
There was a beautiful quality of silence just before Margot broke it. No, she didn't break it. You came in very, very beautifully. I'm joking. There's a very beautiful quality in the room that I feel it's very, very moving to be sitting here with you guys. Can you hear me well? Yeah. Okay. So I'm a little bit sick. It got stuck in there. I had the chance to go for a couple of days to the Pacific Rim Reserve, and there was snow and hail and the whole shebang there. While in Montreal, I was told 24 degrees. So anyway, I got too wet for too long, I guess, or something. But that's fine. So we have 2 days to practice together. It's very, very, very beautiful. In this amazing environment, the nature and the light, the sun there. And so maybe we'll start with some sitting, but I'll talk for a few seconds about the practice we're doing. And maybe I want to check a few things. Who, if you could raise your hand, who was here last evening, just so I see who's here? Okay, yes. And who is coming to, will be doing meditation for pretty much the first time, more or less? Okay. All right, so welcome. So maybe I'll go a little bit over the basic instruction, and they pretty much keep being basic all the time. You know, like I think it doesn't. It's an extremely simple practice that we're doing of just being here in the present moment. And the main tool we're going to be using is mindfulness, this meditative presence. Or sometimes I think about it just as listening skills, really. So we don't have anything to do or to produce as we sit here. We just kind of open to life in its own at its own pace, maybe we would say. So the one main thing that I see is that we. The way I think about it is that we stop telling life what it is, something we do a lot with our mind, you know, like sit here in silence, in apparent silence, and just like dump all the ideas on life, you know, like this is how it is, this is how I should be, I'll do this, and then after I'll do that, and next week it'll be like that, and it's always been like that, you know. There's a lot of talking in there. I don't know if it's your experience or just mine. Might be isolated in that, or maybe not. But the idea is to stop telling things to life, and telling it how it should be, or could be, or was, and just start to listen, and let it reveal itself in the silence, just by attending, being present, showing up in a way. Yeah. So. What slowly happens is we'll give a chance for the senses maybe to open up. Yeah, we'll become conscious of hearing fan or silence, you know, and sensing the body also. It's going to be very central in our practice. But being embodied will become more noticeable. And it will probably come over these 2 days with some amount of unpleasantness also. We often have this idea of meditation of, you know, somebody sitting on top of a mountain, often beautiful hair flowing in the wind, and a gorgeous shawl, you know, and the mind, you know, like so much balance. And then we come to a day of meditation, and We might find otherwise. We might find however quote here that I like from Bhante Gunaratana, if I can find it in my... Oh, I just saw it. Yeah, blessed. What we do here is called vipassana meditation, vipassana practice. And the translation, many of you know, is insight. So we have insights into our lives, kind of intuitive understanding of what's going on. So this is often referred to as the first insight. Somewhere, this is Bhante Gunaratana in this wonderful book, Mindfulness in Plain English. Somewhere in this process, you will come face to face with the sudden and shocking realization that you are completely crazy. Your mind is a shrieking, gibbering madhouse on wheel, barreling pell-mell down the hill, utterly out of control and hopeless. No problem. You are not crazier than you were yesterday. It has always been this way, and you just never noticed. But given a little silence and a little space, it might become obvious to you. Yeah. So he says here, the real difference is that you don't is that you have confronted the situation. They have not, other people, so they still feel relatively comfortable. That does not mean that they are better off. Ignorance may be bliss, but it does not lead to liberation. So don't let this realization unsettle you. It's a milestone, actually, a sign of real progress. The very fact that you have looked at the problem straight in the eye means that you are on your way up and out of it. So you know, it's really beautiful when I say we're going to open the senses and drop under the conceptual kind of layer that we live in, ideas about things, and meet the real world. But it's probably going to be a little bit more shaky, a little bit more chaotic than the beautiful way that I try to describe it, you know, like, oh, the senses opening, you know, hearing just happening, and the body being felt, you know, and the breath being known. And so it's good to keep a kind of a beginner's mind, be willing to start again and again. And this mindfulness, this main quality that we'll be using, in Pali, the word is sati. And often it's translated by the word remembering. So in my understanding, there's kind of two things maybe we could say we remember, that sati remembers. It remembers itself. At some point there'll be, you're like, oh yeah, I had the intention to be present, and here I was gone, and stories about past, future, all kinds of consideration about, you know, how the day is unfolding, evaluation, or how it should unfold, or how it should have been organized differently, or anything, you know. So we'll remember, oh yeah, there was this idea of just being here with what's happening now. So remembering itself, the intention to be present, and then remembering what we forget all the time is the present moment. And by present moment, I think a lot of what I want us, invite us to do is connect with the present moment by connecting with the body sitting. So just being aware of posture. Our life is so much more complex. What do you mean, be aware of posture? I'm sitting. It's fine. I know. You know, give me some juice here. You know. Well, no. Meditation is just that, maybe. Just knowing sitting is happening. And in that, in diving in that experience, many things will be revealed slowly, and we'll find out for ourselves through the day, as a just sitting here, maybe the state of heart mind will be revealed, the immense tiredness that I feel, or calm that is available will be revealed, or the sadness that, given a little space, kind of emerges, you know, and how to attend to that. And so in this practice of mindfulness, there's kind of rules of the game, we could almost say. So one of the main rules of the game is no judgment. So whatever appears in experience is becomes known, that the mind is totally crazy, agitated, going all over the place. In the game of meditation, there's no judgment about this. There's just, it becomes a fact. It's known, oh, mind crazy, all over the place, cannot settle. Not, it should settle, you know. So if you become aware of this, then become aware of, oh, judgment is happening in the mind. You see? So there's no, we just want to become aware of what's there. That's it. It might seem very passive, like, oh, you do nothing about it, you just become aware? Yes. But that's, to me, something that is extraordinary. This is a revolution of the mind, in a way. Because instead of having an opinion about what's happening and how it should unfold and what should be there instead of what and this and that, by just becoming aware of it, there's a new condition in the mind of acceptance or curiosity. It can take many different colors, but it's very, very wholesome. By becoming interested in boredom, tiredness, or calm, joy, it allows the difficult mind state to maybe be released slowly, gently, not violently, because this practice is a non-violent practice. And if there is something that is beautiful in the mind, it will be felt, it will be known, and therefore cultivated also, cherished or appreciated. Yeah? That's already a lot of words. Maybe we should try it a bit. So find the posture that you think you might be able to keep for maybe 25 minutes. Yeah. And so this presence is very, very, very simple, and we'll discover what it is. Many of you know it experientially. But mainly it's not thinking about, but experiencing the world as it shows up through the senses. So it takes a lot of relaxation, both relaxation and awakeness. We talk about meditation in terms of listening. You can see very clearly that to listen well, one needs to be relaxed. So don't become tight at the idea of meditation, meditating. See if you can relax in the posture you're in now. And another quality we can invite from the get-go, we could say, is friendliness. Or empathy. So nothing to produce, nothing to make here. Just discovering what it is to be sitting here right now. What it is to be embodied. Just feel generally the sitting posture. It might be comfortable or uncomfortable. Can that be okay for now? Maybe start by feeling the uprightness in the vertebrae. And maybe the aliveness in there, there might be some signs of life in there, some energy or tingling. Or and see if you can relax everything around that verticality and uprightness and energy there. The limbs can become more soft and relaxed. If you can relax the arms and hands. And at the same time, take a moment to feel the life in the arms and hands. You might feel heat or cold or pulsation or throbbing or pressure on the hands as they rest on legs. Feel the relaxation in the feet and legs. And however life manifests in there. There might be absence of sensation, that's okay. You might feel hardness in there, or lightness. Pressing, stretching. Now let maybe the face and head appear in the field of your awareness. And see what you discover there. The areas of tensions or relaxation. There you can discover the quality of attention. Is your attention intermittent, a little shaky, or pretty settled already? The level of interest for what's happening in the face and head, or indifference, maybe. Now let the chest area appear and be known. Let the image of the chest, of the felt sense, and belly. You've never had a belly now before. Let the breath be as natural as possible. It means it could be a deep or superficial, fluid or what, chaotic. Question for the next few minutes could be how can attention or intimacy with the breath foster ease and presence? Feel the breath as if you had never breathed in or out before. Or as if these were your last few breaths in this life. Take a moment to notice the quality of the mind or heart mind that is meditating now. Is the mind scattered? Or curious, spacious, or a little tight? Heavy or light? Whatever quality you can recognize there. Foggy or clear. No judgment. We just want to become aware of that. If anything is recognizable as the mind, heart, kindness to it or harshness. Tired or alive. Can notice this as you're attentive to the breath or to sounds, to hearing, if you want. Once again realizing, I've never been in this body now before. How is it like to be incarnated now? With the mind in this state of fogginess or aliveness, curiosity or disinterest. What is the texture of this experience here now? Thank you for your practice. So what we'll do today, as many of you know, is we're going to alternate from sitting meditation to walking meditation. And often we might have this idea that the walking is kind of a break from the sitting. But in this tradition, we see it as a complete practice in and of itself. And what I found interesting over the years, having conversation with fellow practitioners, and, is that many people, when they describe some kind of opening or understanding, it often is around the walking. Not all the time, but very often. And so not to build some kind of expectation where you get some kind of tightness, like, okay, walking inside now, you know. It doesn't happen like this, but often people will describe to me in the conversation, or I could describe it like this also. Oh, I was going towards the walking path, you know, where I do the formal walking, and just suddenly something became very apparent that I had never seen or experienced before, or as I was doing the walking and I reached the end of the path, because in the formal walking we choose this very little path of 10, 15, 20, 25 feet long that we walk back and forth on, yeah? And when, I heard that so many times, it's like, oh, when I reached the end of the path, just as I began to turn, there's something that it's hard to describe sometimes insight, because it's very much a felt, it's not a thinking process, it's something that is felt, you know. And in the turning or in the stepping, people will describe this. So just putting this out there so that you bring as much presence, not tightness, but presence and relaxation, full presence to the walking. So walking back and forth. And the idea is just to be present to what is presently happening, the walking, the stepping. You could start with just feeling the body moving through space. Especially if you're outside, there's going to be, it's so beautiful here, we don't want to shut the senses down just to the feet, which sometimes we instruct to do in walking meditation, just the lifting pushing and placing. And you might decide to do this, but for the first few minutes, I would just feel the freshness of the air on the skin. This is really happening now, you know. The light, the luminosity, just know this experience of and the body standing and moving in space. And as you walk, you'll have maybe a, how long do we have this first time? 30 minutes. So for the first few minutes, just feel the body moving. One thing that I do sometimes is spend a few seconds, maybe 10, 20 seconds, just being aware of seeing. And you can do it now as I'm describing it. Just bring full awareness of seeing. Often we see in order to know or to get something done, you know. We use the senses as tools to get, but in this practice it's a little different. We just become aware of like, oh, seeing is happening. Color, shapes, forms, whatever, lightness. Seeing is like this. So for a few minutes you could do that. In a few minutes bring the attention to hearing. You might hear your own steps or the noise of nature and cars or whatever. Just being aware of hearing, like now. Do you see how it can become come at the forefront of experience, hearing the vibration of my voice in the room? Then for a few seconds bring the attention in the chest as it's moving in space. That's the third step. And the fourth step would be just feeling the steps, the stepping, the hardness and lightness or movement. And then you could start again. Just seeing feels like this. Seeing feels like this. When we do this, we're we're calming the mind, gathering the mind, unifying and pacifying the mind. It's really good stuff. You know, instead of being busy thinking about the world again, dropping that fiction of me and the world and coming to something really real of the closeness to the senses in a very primary way. It's very, very simple. Not what I'm seeing, but seeing, hearing. Not what I'm hearing, but hearing. So simple. And in that, we can develop, cultivate, or contentment. That this is enough. Just this sitting here, or just this walking, just this seeing, or this hearing, is plenty of reality. I don't need to be somebody else, or to fix myself, or to do something else. Just hearing, actually an amazing thing. Just walking, stepping, giving full presence to this as much as possible. And then the mind will show up as usual. That's not the right little path. Should be over there where they are. That's a good path, you know. So the mind will be revealed, you know. That's what I like also about the walking is it's very simple. You ask the body and mind, can you please walk back and forth for like 25 minutes more or less, you know. No threat, no danger. No big challenge. Yet the mind, you know, this is not what I want, where I want it to be walking. And next time I'll come up earlier, quicker. If I grab my, if as soon as the bell rings, I grab my shoes, I can put them and, you know, start strategizing, maybe. Or what I really need is actually to sit down and have tea, you know. Like, it'll come up with this thing. Can you walk back and forth for 25 minutes, no threat? And I'll, yeah, but this evening when I get home, I'm going to write that email, you know. the mind will focus, obsess in an habitual way or obsessive way about anything. You might end up spending half of the walking period thinking about your lunch. Yeah, I did put the carrot in this little plastic. That's perfect. Carrots in little plastic bag is a good choice. I don't know what the mind does. It's crazy. So when you notice this, just come back to opening the senses and without any judgment on what's happening. Yeah? Then slowly we'll gather the mind. Mind and body will become, you know, unified here now. Yeah? So as you do go walk, try to avoid crossing path with other people. It becomes a little complex. You go. Yeah, go. You know? So make it very simple for yourself. Just walk back and forth. And then we'll come back here. There's somebody will ring a bell. Someone has volunteered to ring a bell. Maybe 10 minutes before you'll hear the... So you know you have the time to actually come back. And just before, because there's a few seconds, maybe what we should do is I will invite you to stand up in with mindfulness, with full presence. It doesn't have to be weird. It's just with presence, you know, knowing. Often we stand up so we're up. But what is it to stand up? And so there's this question that some of you might want to use for the whole weekend that is very present in my life, is this question that I rose earlier, you might remember, usually I change the activity, how can this next activity foster ease and presence? So how can this standing here foster ease and presence instead of just standing because the guy is asking us to stand, you know? That could be one bent of the mind, you know, one attitude of the mind. So how can doing this foster ease and presence? For me, at home, I say that like, how can this putting the dishes away foster ease and presence? Instead of putting the dishes away so they're away, you know? Or how can making this next phone call foster ease and presence? It's a really interesting question, especially when I'm reluctant or have a kind of a difficult attitude with the next activity. Yeah. So just this here. And the presence being an embodied presence. There's a Dogen, great teacher, who says, let mindfulness of the body become the body's mindfulness. So instead of kind of imposing from the coconut the attention down on the body, let me know this body, I'm in the head, and know the body down. Let the body be known by itself if it's possible. And see if you shift your weight slowly on the right side, how this feels. And on the left. And sway from one side to the next. And can that be enough reality to give oneself to? In a friendly way, if it's possible. And then stop, come back to some relative stillness for a moment. If your eyes were closed, open the eyes and become aware of seeing, which is happening. And now, the question, how can 65 more or less people get dressed in a way that fosters ease and presence? Thank you.